Ghost Stories Online.
EPP bonus episode number 46 coming at you this weekend. If you want it, along with all of our past episodes, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Just click become an EPP. A home with a storied past in the Deep South may hold the secret to a mysterious doll.
And it's a shame because it sounds like it's a real pretty doll, but it's a very scary doll too.
It really makes you wonder, like, who or what or why they would be in this doll. Very interesting story. And when you hear more about the property, it's like, yeah, you'd be it would be shocking if the property did not have ghosts.
Sure.
You know, a new employee finds her job is just a little bit easier with the help of an invisible coworker.
And it's funny because I don't think it's any less frightening whether it's helping or not.
Yeah. It's one of those stories where it'll make you view a certain type of restaurant as well with a little more fright than maybe you already have. It's common to be frightened when you believe someone is outside your window, but what one listener saw is highly uncommon.
Okay, this is one of those scenarios where if it's paranormal, it's bad. If it's not paranormal, it's worse.
That's very, very true.
And it's rare that we have such a situation where you're hoping paranormal because it could be much worse if it's not.
I couldn't have said that better myself.
Okay.
So what Jenny said, I completely agree. A man finds he really likes his resident ghost, especially when the ghost scares away certain house guests.
I think we all wish we had a ghost like this from time to time. Just kind of a, hey, time's up. Go home.
it's that delightful little nudge that a lot of us just don't give to anyone. But the ghost can do it.
Yes.
And it's not rude then.
No.
So it's a very interesting tale. Those stories and more on EPP bonus episode number 46. Get it by going to realghoststoriesonline.com, clicking become an EPP. Or if you're already an EPP, log in and get it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And thanks for supporting the show.